Okay, go to 1 John.
اولی یوحنا.
1 John 2:27.
2:27.
But the anointing which you have received of him abided in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it had taught you, ye shall abide in him.
1 John 2:27.
و اما
در شما آن مسیح که از او یافته اید میماند و نیازی ندارید که کسی شما را تعلیم دهد بلکه شما که خود آن مسیح شما را از همه چیز تعلیم میدهد و حقیقت است و دروغ نیست پس طوری که شما را تعلیم داد در او ثابت میماند.
Yeah, the anointing is referring to the Holy Spirit here again.
Yeah,
the anointing that abides in you.
در شما میمونه.
Yeah, he's talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
که از درون روح قدس.
And it says, you do not need any man to teach you.
هیچ کسی رو نداری که بهتون نشون
بده. Why not?
چرا نه؟
Because the anointing, the Holy Spirit, teaches you all things.
Now,
some people will go overboard with this, and they will say, I don't need to come to church. I don't need to listen to any teacher. After all, I have the Holy Spirit, and he teaches me all things. Yeah, and the Bible says there's no need for any man to teach you. Now, if you think that, you clearly do need a teacher,
yeah.
Of course, because the Bible says to not forsake the assembling of the brethren.
And of course,
the Bible says that God has given apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, preachers for your benefit. But the truth is that if you would put in the effort, yeah, you don't need any man to teach you. You will get eventually to the right doctrines on your own. But only if you're willing to put in the effort to attain that knowledge. Yeah. And if you do not put in the work, yeah, you will also quickly figure out that you should be in church and benefit from the teaching that goes on there. Now, what is the benefit of having teachers?
Now,
and teacher will get you further and will get you there faster. Yeah, because they are there to help you understand the things of God. And they can do this because they already have put in time and effort
و به خاطر اینکه معلم وقتشو گذاشته تلاشش
to get understanding and knowledge which they are helping you to gain.
بعد کمکتون میکنه که شما به جای درست برسید.
Yeah, the teacher can help you to connect the dots between certain scriptures.
معلم کمک میکنه این آیه رو با آیه دیگه وصل کنه.
Yeah, your task is to be like the Bereans.
باید مثل بریا باشید.
And search the scriptures daily to see if these things are so.
رو مطالعه کنید و ببینید حرفش درست بوده یا نبوده.
Yeah, so what's the work of the Holy Spirit in your life? He teaches you all things. Here's another work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. Yeah, the Holy Spirit bears witness of Jesus in your life. Go to John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me.
اما چون تسلی دهنده که او را از جانب پدر نزد شما میفرستم آید یعنی روح راستی که از پدر صادر میگردد او بر من شهادت خواهد
داد. See again here that the Holy Spirit testifies of Jesus. But the context here is that the Comforter will come. Yeah, the context here is that the Holy Spirit will indwell the believer.
روح راستی درون ایماندار همیشه هست.
Yeah, and he says it testifies in your life of Jesus.
شهادت میده که عیسی تو زندگیت هست.
What does that accomplish?
چه کاری میکنه با شهادت روح القدس؟
He's there giving you assurance that you are saved.
نجات داری.
Yeah.
بهت یادآوری کنه که نجات داری.
And if you ask a Christian in regards to salvation, he will be able to testify correctly.
میتونه شهادت درست بده و بگه.
In regards to Jesus and what has saved him. And no matter how backslidden a person is, if they're truly a Christian, they know they're on the way to heaven. Yeah, they understand they're right, not right with God, but they understand also that salvation doesn't depend on them. Go to Romans 8. Romans 8, 15 to 16. Romans 8:15-16. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
از آن رو که روح بندگی را نیافته اید تا باز ترسان شوید، بلکه روح پسرخواندگی را یافته اید که به آن ابا یعنی ای پدر ندا می کنید. همان روح بر روح‌های ما شهادت می دهد که فرزندان خدا هستید.
Yeah, the spirit of adoption is pointing to the fact that we are adopted into the family of God.
Yeah.
You and I are adopted children.
من و شما فرزند خونده خداوند هستیم در عیسی مسیح.
Yeah. And we can call out to our Father in heaven because he is literally our Father. Yeah, we are adopted in his family. And it is the Holy Spirit in our lives that witnesses to our spirit, yeah, that we are children of God.
Yeah,
the Holy Spirit gives us assurance that we are saved.
Yeah.
You say, I know I'm saved, I don't need extra. Yes, I know I'm saved too. But that's confirmed by the Holy Spirit in your life. Yeah, but sometimes people can get to a low place where they might even start doubting.
Now,
it's the Holy Spirit that gives us assurance of our salvation.
Yeah?
He confirms that we are children of God. Go to Galatians chapter 4 and read verses 4-6. Galatians 4:4-6. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
اما چون زمان به کمال رسید خدا پسر خود را فرستاد که از زن زاییده شد و زیر شریعت متولد تا آنانی را که زیر شریعت بودند فدیه کند تا آنکه پسر خواندگی را بیابیم اما چون که پسر هستید خدا روح پسر خود را در دلهای شما فرستاد که ندا می کند
Yeah, again talking about the Holy Spirit that is in our hearts bearing witness, yeah, that we are children of God. Yeah, the Holy Spirit will bring us to cry out to our Father in heaven. Yeah, so what does the Holy Spirit do in the life of a believer? He teaches us all things and he witnesses in our life of Jesus, giving us assurance that we are actually children of God. Another work that the Holy Spirit does is that he guides. Yeah, already looked that he guides us into all truth. But he also guides us in our walk. And no, this is not some spooky thing where we're going to make statements like, oh, the Holy Spirit told me to do this and that. No, he did not. Yeah, and if he speaks to you, he speaks not of himself, remember. He speaks things from the Word of God. Yeah, if the Holy Spirit tells you to go join the Orthodox Church, that's not the Holy Spirit. That is a deceiving spirit. Or that's your imagination. Yeah, but the Holy Spirit does lead the Christian in his walk with God.
You
go to Romans 8, verse 14. Yeah, but it's not a spooky thing. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
زیرا همه کسانی که از روح خدا هدایت می‌شوند، ایشان پسران را خدایند.
Yeah, so talks about the Holy Spirit leading a Christian.
در مورد روح القدس و هدایت.
And of course, that will mean to be leading into things that are right, to doing the things of God.
که ما را رهبری می‌کنه به کارهای خداوند.
Go to Galatians 5. Galatians 5, verse 18.
آیه 18.
Galatians 5, verse 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Yeah, again, talking about the Holy Spirit leading. And of course, if you know the Galatians 5, it's the next verse is summing up all those works of the flesh. And then, afterwards, we're getting this list of the fruits of the Spirit. Now, what does it mean to be led by the Spirit?
Yet are
not under the law.
Now,
if you're walking in the Spirit, if you perfectly walk before God because you're just doing what God wants you to do, you perfectly love God, you perfectly love your neighbors as yourself, you're automatically fulfilling the law. Because you're led by the Spirit, you don't need the law. Because you're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh, you're going to do what is right.
Yeah,
so the Holy Spirit is leading us, leading you into righteous living. Now, God can also just lay things on your heart. Go to Acts 8:29. And this is a more direct way. Acts 8:29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Yeah, so here we have the Spirit leading Philip. Yeah, impressing him to do something.
Go
to Acts 16,
verse 6 and 7.
And somebody asked me about this verse last week. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they had come to Mysia, they essayed to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not.
و چون از فریجی و دیار غلاطیه عبور کردند روح القدس ایشان را از رسانیدن کلام به آسیا منع نمود پس به میسیا آمده سعی نموده که به بتینیا بروند اما روح ایشان را اجازه نداد.
So the Holy Spirit is guiding Paul here.
روح القدس پولس را رهبری میکنه اینجا.
Paul wants to go in a certain direction, wants to do so. But the Holy Spirit stops them from doing this. Yeah, something that seemingly seems fine.
به نظر کار درستی میاد، غلط نبوده.
Preach the word.
کلام خداوند رو به اون قسمت اعلام کنه.
But it's like the Holy Ghost said, hey, I have something else for you to do now. Yeah, this is not the time.
وقتش نیست.
This is what you need to be doing. This door is closed for now. I've opened another door for you. Yeah, so we see that the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of believers can be to guide the believer in his walk. Go to Acts 21, verse 4. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem.
از شاگرد چند پیدا کرده 7 روز در آنجا ماندیم و ایشان به الهام روح به پولس گفتند که
Now, if you've read to the book of Acts, you know that Paul is determined to get to Jerusalem. And we see here that the Holy Spirit is speaking through some of the disciples there, trying to guide Paul, like, hey, don't go there. Yeah, don't go to Jerusalem. Of course, we know Paul ignores this. And as a result, he spends a couple years in jail, in prison there. And of course, we know that God used Paul mightily afterwards as well. But we see here that the Holy Spirit said, Paul, don't go here. You should go somewhere else. He ignores it and of course he bears some of the consequences. Yeah, but the Holy Spirit leads us. Go to Matthew 10. Matthew 10, verses 18 till 20. Matthew 10, verses 18 till 20. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
و در حضور فرمان روایان و پادشاهان شما را به خاطر من خواهند برد تا بر ایشان و بر امتها شهادتی شود. اما چون شما را تسلیم کنند اندیشه مکنید که چگونه یا چه بگویید زیرا در همان ساعت به شما عطا خواهد شد که چه باید بگویید زیرا گویان شما نیستید بلکه روح پدر شما
Yeah, so if they persecute you because, for my sake, if they bring you before rulers, yeah, the mighty men of this world, don't go sit down to worry about what you have to say. The Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit will speak through you. He will guide you. Don't worry. Yeah? God can impress things on our hearts. He can guide us by closing doors. He can warn us through other people. He can just open doors. Yeah? And make it easy for us to walk to them. Hey, this is where you need to go. And we need to be sensitive and pay attention to where the Holy Spirit is leading. Us. And now this is not some spooking things where the Holy Spirit has given you an audible voice or he told me this. No, he doesn't speak about of himself. Yeah, he speaks from the word of God, but he can lead you, he can help you go in the right direction. Or even stop you from going a certain direction. Yeah, so what is the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer? Yeah, he teaches all things. Yeah, he teaches God's wisdom. Yeah, he witnesses of Jesus in our lives, giving you assurance, child of God. And he guides us as believers. And I have three more. Let's see. I have to speed up. The fourth one. Yeah. And these are not conclusive. There's probably many more I can come up with.
But yeah.
But here's another work of the Holy Spirit. He approves us. Yeah, we saw this in the life of the unbeliever. But also as believers, the Holy Spirit reproves us. He prompts us when we are not right with God. Now, how does that look like?
Now,
you might sit in church, you listen to the preaching, and you just hear a specific thing, and you're convicted because this is addressing something in your life.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean I know what's going on in your life. No, it's the Holy Spirit using the word of God, speaking to your heart. Hey, this is true, and this is a problem in your life. Yeah, we might not like it when we're convicted by the Holy Spirit, but we need this so we can get this right. We need to be reminded. Yeah, the Holy Spirit will help us to live rightly before God. And look at the bright side. If you are convicted, yeah, it means that the Holy Spirit is working in your life. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
If you can sit here and you hear your sins being mentioned and you don't even care,
that
probably means you're not saved. Or you've been quenching the Spirit. That's another thing we can do. Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 19 says, quench not the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5, 19. Quench not the Spirit. Yeah, so how can we quench the Spirit? It's by ignoring him when he reproves us. And this is actually a dangerous thing for us to do as a Christian. Yeah, to ignore what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. Yeah, we better pay attention. Yeah, before we invite worse things to come to our lives. Well, Sunday you're listening, and the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Yeah, you're prompted. Yeah, you know that he's speaking to you, but you ignore. Yeah, a couple days later, you read your Bible. Same scripture comes up, same subject. You feel the Holy Spirit pinching you again and ignore it.
A
couple days later, somebody walks up to you, talking to you about something, not knowing what's going on in your life, but he says something that again pinches you, the Holy Spirit again, and you ignore it again. Yeah, you can even ignore till a point that you're not even hearing the warnings anymore. What you're doing is you're quenching The Holy Spirit in your life. And what you're also doing is you're starting to invite God to cloud up and rain on you.
You're
asking God to do to bring trouble to your life to get your attention. Because the Bible says He chastens every son He receives. Yeah, He loves you. He wants you to get it right. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit reproves. And when He does, we better listen. Don't quench the Spirit. Here's another work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit intercedes. Go to Romans 8. Romans 8, 26 till 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what's in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
فکر روح را می‌داند زیرا که او برای مقدسین بر حسب اراده خدا شفاعت می‌کند.
Yeah, when we pray, we should pray according to God's will.
وقتی دعا می‌کنیم طبق خواست خدا دعا کنیم.
What's the problem? We don't know the perfect will of God.
بهترین خواست
of course, in some situations we do know because we know the truth. But there's a situation where we don't know what to pray.
اما شرایطی داریم که
What is the best thing we need to pray for the situation?
بهترین شرایطی که می‌تونیم دعا کنیم چی هست؟
Yeah, because we don't have all the ins and outs. God knows exactly the situation. Yeah, we have only part of the picture. So how do we know how to pray? Now the answer is that the Holy Spirit, a work of the Holy Spirit, is that He intercedes for us.
That he
makes sure that our prayers will end up with God according to the will of God. Yeah, we pray things like let your will be done. Yeah, we often do that when we pray. Why? Because we don't know what is the best solution for something. There's something in our hearts. There's something in a situation where we want God to do something. Yeah, but maybe we don't see the right outcome. Yeah, maybe another outcome would be better, but we don't know.
Yeah,
should we not want a better outcome according to what God thinks is the best? Yeah, and that's of course. That's why let your will be done. Because He knows best, and the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Yeah, it's like He converts our prayers when we're praying the wrong thing. Yeah, I know how He is praying for this specific thing that He wants you to do in this situation. But we know, yeah, Holy Spirit and God, we know that this is the best outcome. So this is what He really wants.
Yeah.
So please, God, answer that prayer. And so the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. And here's the last one we're going to talk about today, shortly. And we already mentioned it a little bit, that the Holy Spirit empowers us. He gives us power to do God's work. Yeah, we're not going to go to the scriptures for this, but we saw several times in the book of Acts that when the Spirit of God comes on somebody, yeah, they become bold preaching the word of God. Yeah, in Acts 1:8, yeah, the power, God promised, Jesus promised them to give them power. Yeah, in the next chapter we see the disciples in Jerusalem preaching the word of God.
Yeah,
so what was the title of the sermon? It's the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. So, what was the work of the Holy Spirit when you were unsaved? Yeah, or what is the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of unsaved people? He reproves them of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Yeah, the Holy Spirit points people to Jesus. He draws people to Jesus. What else does he do in the life of the unbeliever?
Now,
the Holy Spirit is the one who's part of salvation. Yeah, he washed and sanctified and justified you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And of course, as soon as you got saved, at the same time, he indwells you. You receive a portion, a measure of the Holy Spirit in your life. And then from that time, he keeps working in your life, yeah, by teaching you. Yeah, teaching you God's wisdom, bringing things to your remembrance.
Yeah,
comparing scripture with scripture, helping you to connect the dots. Yeah, he also is a witness in your life of Jesus, giving your assurance of your salvation. Yeah, that you're children, a child of God. He also guides. Yeah, he helps the believers in their walk with God. He leads us. Yeah, we are to be led by the Spirit. Then we see he reproves us. Yeah, when there are things in our lives that we need to change, he draws our attention to it. Yeah, and of course our task is to pay attention to that and make it right. The Holy Spirit makes intercession for us when we don't know what to pray.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit empowers us to do God's work. And I really feel this is not doing justice like this one sermon. But even these three sermons, yeah, I have four more titles for future sermons just by looking at it. But I think now we have a fairly good idea of basically the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we've done kind of a Bible study on the Holy Spirit. And probably you have learned some things that you didn't know in regards to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, because often the focus is Jesus. Yeah, which is right, there's no problem with that. Yeah, the Holy Spirit points to Jesus, but then we need to teach the whole counsel of God, and the Bible speaks a lot about the Holy Spirit as well. So, yeah, some of the things that the Holy Spirit speaks of is actually about the Holy Spirit, because he takes what is given to him in the Word of God, and of course that speaks about the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so praise God for the Holy Spirit living in our lives, working in our lives, and praise God for the privilege that we have as New Testament believers of having him always with us, helping us. And let's make sure we don't grieve him. Yeah, let's make sure we don't quench him by ignoring what he's saying to us. What he's doing in our lives. Amen.
Amen.